Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. My name is Eric Gallagher, and today I'll be sharing with you what God is doing in my life. As I was preparing for this reflection, the thought that went through my head is, what is the natural response to, or the next step, I should say, after gratitude? Right? We spend this day of Thanksgiving, and the whole theme for the day is essentially to give God thanks for the many gifts that He has given to us. And even the homily that I heard at Mass from our pastor was that being grateful people, giving thanks, having grateful hearts is what makes us happy. And I just kind of throughout the day questioned, like, why is that? I mean, I believe it and I've experienced it in my own life. But why is it? What follows gratitude to make us happy? So, and then I was kind of struggling with this, not sure if I had the answer. I had the thought of the Examen prayer by St. Ignatius that teaches that after gratitude, to simply ask for God's help, really in a sense of you start to experience and come to know that God is the one that does all good things, that all good things come from God. And so the second step of the Examen then is to ask for God's help in making the Examen prayer good. So I knew that kind of going into this. And then I went to the gospel reading for today from the Gospel of Luke, and I'm going to read that for you. Jesus told his disciples a parable. Consider the fig tree and all the other trees when their buds burst open. You see for yourselves and know that summer is now near. In the same way, when you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. Amen, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. And I was struck by this gospel passage. You will see for yourselves. So when the buds burst open, you're looking at things, you start to see that glimpse, and the buds burst open. You see for yourselves and know that summer is now near. You get a little bit of an experience, a taste of summer. And when you see this happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. And so there's this idea, this thought of a foretaste of what's to come. So after spending some time thinking about it and praying, reflecting on it, I really have come to realize today that why it's important to give thanks to God, to be a person with a grateful heart, and that takes time each day to reflect upon the good things that God has given me. It's because in doing so, in being in that space, in that place of gratitude, I start to see the buds of summer come through. I start to get a foretaste of heaven. So what a gift it is to be able to reflect on that and to have a little taste of heaven simply by being grateful, by taking time to be grateful. Finally, my son and daughter gave my wife and I this journal, gratitude journal, thankful journal that they made as a gift to us today. And it's just fascinating to see how the things that they wrote about were things that were so simple. And most days, I think they wouldn't ordinarily see them as good things. They're blinded by other things that are in their minds not good. But when they spent today reflecting on a means to focus on gratitude, there was this journal that they wrote that was just full of gratitude, many, many things. And I got to experience it in them as well on Thanksgiving Day, when they simply set aside the time to be grateful, how it opens them up to a deeper reality of what God is doing in their life. And as I shared that with my wife and I, what a gift it was of their witness, of an awareness of the goodness of God in their own life. Let us pray. God, we thank you for the gift of you, of your Spirit, the gift of our life. And Lord, as we close out this liturgical year, we ask for your many blessings upon us. Lord, that as we enter into the season of Advent, that we would anticipate the greatness of the gift of your Son and the life that you desire to bestow upon us. Lord, help us each and every day to take some time to reflect on that gift and receive a foretaste of the life that you desire to give us for all eternity in heaven. We ask this in your name. Amen. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.